There we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance to the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Go ahead and take the roll.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
We'll go ahead and start with our tabled item. Again, that is our wind energy resolution. We're going to be making a visit out to Dixon County here in the next month, the way it looks. They were setting some times up. I don't know that they had gotten back, but we sent them a date that would work for us. And we wanted to do that before we make any final decisions on that resolution. So I'd say let's just keep that item tabled.
Okay. All right. So you let us know the date and the time?
Yeah. They'll, once they get back to us, Joan will confirm and make sure it works for everybody in. And we'll go take a look around.
That'll probably be within the next 2 to 3 weeks,
yes,
if I recall.
Yep.
How will we do that safely?
We'll probably, you know, rather than get all together in a van, we'll probably take some individual vehicles and just go up and that route. No sense in taking any chances.
Meet out there.
We'll probably just meet out there.
Because outdoors, I'm sure.
Yep. It'll be an outdoor tour, and I think they're going to take us to a few of the different sites.
You know, one guy I talked to, that farmer guy I told you I talked to that time, and he didn't have none on his farm. He didn't want them. He passed away.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, the dad did. Here about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago.
Concerned about the windmill problem, that's why.
Yeah, maybe the humming noise drove him off the deep end.
Yeah, probably. Okay, thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Now would be the time for public comment. If there's anybody who has anything they want to comment on that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to come forward. All right, doesn't look like we're going to have any public comment. Consent agenda items or approval of accounts payable. I did come in this morning and went through all the accounts payable. Everything seemed to be in order. There was nothing out of the ordinary at all. And then the approval of the official reports from the clerk, register of deeds, clerk of district court, and the quarterly report from the jail. Those items I did come through and just signed. So those quarterly reports have also been looked at.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda items.
I'll second it.
Next would be...
Roll call.
Yeah.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. New business, we have the approval of payroll claims from July 12th through July 25th. Did have some time to go through those. Everything seemed to be in order. Had some 4 promotions to corporals in our jail, and we have a new deputy county attorney.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good.
Yeah. So those were really the only 2 changes. Everything looks to be in order.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll make a motion to accept the payroll claims.
I can second that.
Kevin?
I'll abstain.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Our new deputy county attorney has worked here previously, so
like,
yeah.
This is the fifth time.
Fifth time?
Yeah.
Is it Matney?
Yeah.
Oh,
so wonderful. He's been in private practice. Yeah. He's been up to Cedar County. He's been around. So he's got a working knowledge how everything goes. So she doesn't have to train him to do, just throw him into the fire.
He knows.
Well, that's
he knows
great.
The system.
Yeah.
See, actually, he's the one that got me into the.
Really?
For the water commissioner.
Yeah?
He missed you.
Yeah.
Oh, good for
Let
you.
Me turn this off.
That was a good strategy.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. Miscellaneous, we have Fred Kellogg's road report. Take a few minutes, look through that. We did have some bills that came through for some engineering on a couple of the projects, so I'm sure that information will be getting to us probably by the next meeting.
Good.
Have you been out on any of those culvert projects at all, Larry? Run across those on Moody or Elgin or
no.
Dixon Path?
I've been too busy.
I know the guys up to north of Jackson there where they rerouted that water and put the culvert in up there. People are really happy with that up there. I mean, it's taking the water problem away from those lower lots.
Where's that?
Right up, they opened up a culvert, and now it runs into the backside of the Lynch campground in a low area there.
Oh,
it
that
was,
deal, yeah.
Yeah.
I was out on
that. That what, you know, even as dry as it's been, I mean, that thing runs at about the same rate. There
That's
must
amazing.
Be a heck of a spring back up in there.
That's amazing. I imagine way back years and years ago, I went up through that valley. There were no springs up there at all.
Yeah.
You know, none whatsoever, but, you know, just what we've had in the last 5 years for rain.
It has brought all that out.
Built it up. And
yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, that was the right way to do it in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate they put the other ones after where they were running on storage, and they couldn't.
Uh-huh.
If they did, and it would have been.
Yeah, so he couldn't be happier. So he can use his entire lot
Next
however he wants.
Next thing we got to do is go up back up there on Prince Avenue and get that water to stay off the road itself and get it into a ditch.
On which avenue?
Lynch.
Okay,
the
yeah.
Dead end.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't right in what's going on there.
Need to get it to...
But nothing will happen unless they get an order to do it.
Yeah. So, what would it take in your estimation?
Get the motor grader and cut a ditch and make it go down to where it's supposed to go instead of across the road or onto the road and then down the road.
Yeah.
You know, the mud coming off the
yeah.
hill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it might require them to cut theirs back a little bit. It may make it a little steeper, but that's just life in the hill.
Mm-hmm.
May make the yard a little bit steeper, but still mowable, I'd say, if they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then get it so there's actually a ditch there so the water can go on down in the ditch instead of out on the road. And down.
Yeah.
You know,
I was out in western Nebraska this last weekend, and my brother-in-law is a county commissioner out in Hope County. And the ditches out there are so deep, it's almost like they've trenched them. I mean, there's like cattails. I mean, they're kind of sandy.
Yeah.
So everything rolls off.
And oh, that's O'Neill?
Yeah, O'Neill, Stewart, all of that.
Grassland.
Grassland, and their ditches, I mean, it's almost like they just trench them. And cattails in the ditches, it was like amazing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I did notice it.
Did you check that bridge out north of O'Neill, see if they're done with it?
We drove by that one. They're still working on it.
Still working on it.
Still working on it, yep.
Mm-hmm. It looked like they're about ready for the deck when I was out there a month ago.
Yeah. Still working on it. One-way traffic across it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Out on Lynch, it would be all county right-of-way, though, that would need the work, so
yeah.
It's not...
No,
so
we do what we got to do, and they got to...
Uh-huh. Take it care of.
We do what we got to do to make it right, and then they got to do what they got to do to make it leave it right.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Instead of filling in it.
That's something maybe we should bring to their attention in a short-term goal.
Yeah.
To get that taken care of. Especially
another issue, I see. Remember we talked about the trucks that going down Saddle Drive or whatever that is by the trailer park, you know,
mm-hmm.
They could build that trucking company down in there. And that's why I was wondering what the zoning, how that zoning really functions here in the county, because we have no say who drives on our roads that aren't adequate for truck traffic. And, I mean, if it was zoned commercial or that for that use,
which one are you talking about there?
Well, no, you know where Attica is.
Yeah. Stable Drive.
The truck, that
oh.
road just
stable. Oh, okay.
Oh.
South side of the trailer park between it and Taylor Martin, the auction company.
Oh,
yeah.
And there's some little areas that are getting bad in right now anyway, and it ain't really had that much truck traffic on it. But we will have a problem down the road if they have a load of trucks coming in. It'll be the same thing as down to Barclays.
So,
Because where the old Gateway Tavern is, they're making that into kind of a little hub there for trucks.
Yeah, well, the tavern, yeah, right. Anyways, well, we don't, like in South Dakota, we're probably pretty good. Now we got really good dry weather here, and the roads by hard underneath. But in the spring of the year, when the frost is going out, we don't do what South Dakota does. Over there, they'll put a 6-ton axle load limit on there, on trucks mainly, and equipment. And you don't go over there. I mean, it's serious fine if you do, if they catch you. And we worked out there in Windstone and different areas out in there. We were careful to make certain we had equipment there to get it out, in and out before the law come on into effect. And then we had, if not, then we had to wait until the law went out of effect, which nobody wanted to do. So we just were shut down for probably a month there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, now that they're already built there, it's going to be kind of hard to put a load limit on that road and put them out of business, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that road, in the, right from the start, really probably should have had an 8-ton load limit on it, ton per load.
It'll, at the very least, need to make it so they come one way in and one way out. They don't go on multiple roads.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's the only asphalt there, and that's the way they're going to go. See, I mean,
well, the asphalt will go either back to the cement or all the way out to...
Yeah, but there's gravel down around where the fairgrounds is.
Yeah.
That's all gravel cut around there. They're not going to go that way.
But they do.
Well, they probably do, but they won't. I mean, they won't. Well, they do because there's a guy that's got trucks there, see? And that's probably who you're referring to. See? Because the shortest route, actually the shortest route would be just get off the highway, take a left, go down the frontage road there, and then dump along the trailer park. That'd be the direct route for that trucking company. And the other guys there, they got a feed shed there, and I think they might use that.
I told you guys the other day, I stopped in when they're hauling the dirt for the new state shop off of 110.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a minimum maintenance road there, Tony, and they had been hauling a bunch of fill in there with semis, and they had the road to where there were like 8-inch ruts in the road dirt. It was just completely destroyed. So I thought, you know, and they use, it doesn't get used hardly at all, but during harvest, Nelson's use it. There's a lot of farmers use it. So I pulled in and asked the guy, found out who the supervisor was, and I said, hey, you know, you got hard surface road, you got a highway, you got a good gravel road on 155th, why would you drive through the sand? And his response was, it's an effing county road, and I'm effing busy.
Well, they are. I met one today coming from Jackson, actually, so they're on the
road, because I said, that, well, that's fine. I said, go ahead and do what you think you gotta. So then I went and talked to Dan Sayer with the whose building it's going to be, the head of the State Department. He says, you know, like everything else with the state, I know who the inspector is, but I don't have anything to do with that building. The state builds it, and then they turn it over to us. The next day, I did see the Wayboys were there, so I think that's probably kept them in line. But he was a hot-headed fella, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I saw him, like I said, coming. The one truck was coming from Jackson this morning, coming toward 110, so they quit.
I said, I know that it's a county road, but if it was next to you or your dad's, would you do that? Because they're from Columbus.
Yeah, B&B. And
that destroys the road, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they had to be overloaded, matter of fact.
Oh, they were, yeah, and I don't know that they were. I can't say that they were, but they were as full as they could be.
I saw today, he was heaped from one end to the other. The guy I saw coming on top of my
head. So then... Then we had a bill for the Petersons that were hauling the gravel in. Looks like they got a stockpile out at the state yards, or at the county shed there. So,
who's hauling it?
They're hauling it cheaper, you know, to the state shed than we can buy the product. So, if it's a decent product, yeah, we'll try that.
Is
for
it
a
coming
while.
From Spinks, South Dakota?
I don't know where it's coming from.
But Peterson is hauling.
That's who was getting.
There's not a lot of rock in it. I'd love to see the sieve analysis and just make a comparison to what, well, there's no point in comparing it to crushed concrete because there ain't left to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the other stuff that was presented here, but they was wanting pretty good money, I think 22 bucks a ton.
Plus hauling it.
No, delivered into the yard. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
Okay.
When Peterson brought in the samples from up in Yankton. And, but what they were doing, that was, they were crushing the bigger stuff and putting it with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had quite a bit more rock than what this has. This is truly what used to come out, it looks like to me, what come out of Spinkney, what we used to use under the asphalt.
We got a load for up there to Santee recently, and it came from by out towards O'Neill, and it's what they called mud rock. It was 1.5 minus, but it hadn't been washed.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But the rock was, there's a lot of good rock in it, but anyway. Hmm. And Lake You Want to Drive is the concern, I see, so. Maybe next time I'll see if Fred's comfortable coming in and we can kind of get nailed down a little bit more on some of them projects, the bridges, where we're at on the engineering and those things. Like I said, some of that stuff's starting to come through.
I suggest Fred this morning come over to the next meeting because I talked to him this morning, so I guess I'm going to have to have
him. Yeah, you want me to? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get a hold of him and get him here at the next one. Okay. If it works for him.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, then the other biggest thing we have on is the board to discuss the change regarding opening all the courthouse entrances and continuing with just entrance C with the temporary seasonal workers we have managing the entrance. Do we know what their time frame is, Sheree, as far as when they're heading out? I not think, well, one of them is a high school student and one's a college student to be here.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't know for sure when they go back to school, but
and they're getting about to that point, probably.
Yeah.
Do we have plexiglass in all the places we need plexiglass?
I think every office has it. I believe I want.
Maybe okay.
Yeah.
So everybody is has some barriers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Around them.
There's the social distancing marks on the floor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if there was another 10 people in here, they could still spread out down the hall, will they? I don't know. So.
Are we going to set limits in rooms or things like that? Like, for instance, a room like this?
The thing is, when you start setting those limits, then you have to have somebody enforcing those limits, too.
Right.
Well, you're done.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I got it. Yeah.
You don't have to worry. He's got it.
I those like hard candy.
So they'll still be lines, but they'll just be spaced out lines inside instead of outside, possibly, is what we're thinking.
And hopefully the lines, you know, they've gone down some. Hopefully, you know, sometimes there aren't any.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one nice thing is usually the people that are coming in now are just the people doing business. They're not bringing, you know, other people with them, and that is a nice thing, especially when we're trying to keep things safe. I don't know.
What are our other counties doing? Do we know if they're all?
A lot of them are still in a holding pattern like we are.
I mean, I know the college the college is going to open on August 1st, next Monday. We're going to open all the doors, not just the front door, and we're not taking temperatures anymore, but we are enforcing masks.
Mm-hmm.
If you come in the door, you have to have a mask.
Right? The Western Iowa Tech?
Yeah. All employees and all staff.
That's the thing that really concerned me personally, myself. You know, I mean, we got pretty good numbers in this area for quite some time, which is very good. But, you know, open up the schools and all those things, you know, and restaurants, even though they say they keep distance, they don't. I mean, let's be truthful, you know. I mean, I'm not going there, you know. I haven't been in a restaurant for 3 months, but that's my concern, you know. When people start getting together and not wearing, well, masks probably would be one thing, but, you know.
And we're still kind of in the dilemma on if in Nebraska here, if we can demand that they wear masks.
Yeah.
You know, because from the governor's office, I don't think that we can demand that somebody wears masks.
Right. Yeah.
Private organizations can, but public can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can recommend it, but if you look at the line, there's probably 10%, 15% of people have masks on.
Yes.
In the line. You know, there's just not very many people wearing them.
How are schools getting away with it, requiring masks then? as public entities? I wonder.
School board, board's got probably a lot to say about it when they
I don't know, but I think that's required.
Yeah, that's I would think so. I mean,
the Board of Education probably that's the ones that mandate.
I don't know how much teeth they have to require.
Yeah.
Like Walmart requires it, but they can't enforce it technically unless they ask you to leave.
Just like us, because we say you have to have a mask to go in. I mean, and somebody walks in without a mask, it's not like there's a statute that comes to the top of my mind that we could say you can get arrested or cited for that.
I'll go to Menards.
What's that?
They've been handed them out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go to Menards and I went back to in without one. I said, you got, where's your mask? You guys ain't got one. We sell them right over here for a buck.
Yeah, they, you can't go into Menards without one.
They've gone up 2 cents then. I bought mine for 98 cents at Menards.
You must have drove a hard bargain.
No, they're a dollar.
They got more of them. It was bucks then. Now you say
that. But don't forget.
98 cents like a month ago.
Oh.
Don't forget, Larry, there's 11% rebate, too. There's 11% rebate, so that's actually.
98 cents.
But today, I was getting gas, and it was through the course of the morning, I saw three cars from Florida, and it wasn't the same car.
Oh my God!
And then there was Texas cars all over the place. So everybody's moving out down south.
No, yeah.
There's a lot of people coming. So we're going to get more diseases up here.
I saw a guy from Oklahoma with a rental truck that had a tiny house on a flatbed.
Really?
Yeah, he had a tiny house on a flatbed. He must be looking for a new place to live. But it was a full, regular old tiny house. Had a little
cute.
Yeah, well, it had a little vent out the top of it.
Yeah, cute, yeah.
Well,
time will
go. What's your feeling, Kevin? I mean, you're around here more than all of us.
You see
what's going on more than us.
I don't have a problem with opening all the doors. I really don't, because I think some people will do the social distancing, some people wear the masks, others won't. We're still exposed. That's been my feeling ever since this started. Even with the precautions that we use, it's
For sure.
You know, it's maybe taking care of 10-20% of the actual issue, because as soon as you touch anything, you've contaminated it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've contaminated every door in this place, the bathrooms. I mean, I haven't seen us clean the bathroom after someone, you know, has instantly touched the handle yet, or all the faucets.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've done, you know, a good faith act with what we did, but I don't have a problem opening it. That's just my feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the feeling of the people, or the managers, and the people in the courthouse?
I went and talked to I tried to talk to Bob, and he wasn't in. And then I went down and talked to Motor Vehicle today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a large waiting room, so it's pretty easy for them.
Okay.
And if that waiting room gets to where they feel like there's too many, they would just spread them out into the hall. And if they're in the hall, you know, then people coming through the hall, they maybe can run into them. But you know what? When they get out in the parking lot and walk to their car, or they go to the mailbox to get their mail, they're going to run into somebody too. So,
is the DMV asking them when they do driving tests to mask?
The guy who's riding with them has a shield and mask.
Okay, but the person necessarily doesn't.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But unless he's wearing a Tyvek suit that he changes out of,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been, all of his clothing is contaminated.
Yeah. Or throws all of his paperwork away.
And then he
brings
it back in here.
Yeah.
Throws all his,
right.
I mean, I guess that's why I don't have an issue with opening it, is because there's so much cross-contamination already.
You know, we're on a Monday.
We slow it, though.
Yeah. It's not like, it's a Monday, so it's not like we're going to say, hey, let's do it tomorrow. I mean, I think it would be safe enough to say a week from the day we could open.
1st of August or something
like that. Very well.
Give it another week to. You would have to think that things are going to start catching up in that treasurer's office. I know that they didn't see anybody for months, but they certainly have a backlog.
I think they're pretty much caught up.
Are they? So this is just kind of the day-to-day people taking care of expired stuff and et cetera, et cetera.
So that I have been there, though, before that, prior to this, you know. Prior to any Corona's ever, and there's quite a few people standing up.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
But then I come in and there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. So,
End of September 1st will be tax suit. That's starting to get busy.
Yeah, that's true.
Real estate taxes are due. Yeah.
And they went online with that now, so can pay online.
And I think that you're going to see a lot of people utilizing that, being able to pay your taxes from home, your real estate taxes.
Yeah, because a lot of people are nervous about going out.
Yeah.
So they've figured out new ways to do things.
Just like, you know, with the election and things like that. Everything is going to be different.
Mm-hmm. You can mail it, and we always mail ours in.
Mm-hmm.
Our checks in for the taxes.
Mm-hmm. You don't just bring a big suitcase of cash?
No, I need to make the check bigger.
A few more zeros on
there. Yeah, a few more zeros. I got to lose all the code.
So what do you think? I wouldn't be opposed to open it a week from today.
And then we can always revisit it if we need to the next week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 All right. Let's just plan on doing it. That gives everybody a chance. Let's ask Kevin to put a few more social distancing stickers on the floor, okay, like in the hallway even, where people may possibly be standing.
Okay. Well, with that, if look out, when I came walking in today, there's 15, 16, 17 people out there, and there's a couple of people that were probably a foot apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in the line,
Yeah.
Hit and miss if they stand apart.
Hindsight, we probably should have marked in the parking lot.
Yeah.
If we let the general public open to the general public on the 3rd, do we want to keep the people that have been working the door for a week just to like have them constantly going around and sanitizing everything for a week, just kind of see how, or just call it good? Okay.
Let them go.
Let them go. Fly be free.
Because Kevin doesn't do that.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a regular maintenance process, though. I mean, for cleaning.
Yeah, we just need to try to heighten that.
Daily or whatever.
Yeah, and I know the people in their own departments are doing it. I think that's probably how it's getting done.
And they'll be plenty of sanitizer around or whatever for people to...
Well, I think, like the chair says, you know, in a week or two, you know, that when we open it up, that'll be a pretty good idea what's going on. And if you need to change something, you know, at that time, then we do it.
We'll have to get Deanna do a release for that. We'll be open on that date. She's been doing the releases on that, so...
She's on vacation this week. Well, I'll check.
Yeah, or whatever. Somebody.
Okay. If they put sanitizer around it, it should be something that's not expired. That down there is done in 2018.
That alcohol never gets old, Larry. You know that. That 40-year-old scotch should be better. The hand sanitizer should get better with age.
Why did the Chinese put it on there then? So they sell more? I bet you look closer. I didn't have glasses. I bet it's made in China. We had 6 different brands at home, and the only one was made in China. And the other one never said so. They weren't real proud of where it was made. They didn't said so.
I'm not real proud of where it's made. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do that. We'll reopen a week from today, and we'll go forward from there. That next week we'll have a meeting then, and we can revisit then or talk about it if we have issues.
Okay, man.
All right, Commissioner Committee reports. Again, I don't think anybody's really had much for meetings, so anybody got anything?
No, I don't.
Mail or emergency business, Sherry? No. All right, we'll go ahead and adjourn.
Oh, that was the best meeting ever.
That's a good meeting for me. Yeah.